pretty lands, you know, just really, was really up pretty in a big, fine home in the town. Mm-hmm. He said, this is my patch, and this is mine. He told all about that. Mm-hmm. Well, he got this old girl enthused, and she married him, and when he come out, why, all the patch was the patch on his britches leg that he was a pat.
Oh.
And so that old man might just be showing you some patches.
Yeah, that's right. He might. That's the truth, you know. It's
well,
if they get that much money, then.
He might be a real guy.
Yeah.
Can't tell.
Well, I might be thinking about with heat.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, antiques have got to be the main thing in this world now. And at least you'd have an antique.
That's right. That's pretty funny. I never thought of it that way.
Well, that's right. See, she's got an old antique.
No, I wouldn't say you're quite in that category.
There's
considerable difference between you and an 85-year-old, I'd say.
Well, I don't know whether it is or not.
There's quite a bit of difference there. He's in pretty good shape, though. He still rides horses every day.
He does.
That.
Well, that's what keeps him in good shape. And I'll tell you another thing that keeps anybody in good shape.
What?
And that's to eat the right kind of food.
Oh, yeah.
You eat the right kind of food, and don't just sit under a wheel all the time like you've got your car out there.
Yeah.
and drive. You get out there and you take you some walks. And if you don't eat, overload your stomach. When anyone overloads their stomach, why then they overload different parts of their body.
Mm-hmm.
And when you overload that, your digestion organs don't work. And if you can eat too much of just one kind of stuff, and that there will cause your stomach to not work right, and then you get sluggish, get to where you don't feel like anything, and first thing you know, you get where you won't eat, won't eat nothing, and then down the hill you go. I walked. Well, I got some ailments in my knees. I got ailments in my knees I did have, and that's them worms. But anyways, I walked down to the number one bridge, and I walked over into another big canyon, and then walked on out up another canyon, walked back up. I guess it's about 15 or better miles I walked in one day, and I had a bad knee when I done that, and that hip, that knee, it put it back in.
Oh, in order. And that
made him. See, the exercise is what you need for something like that.
Well, stuff like, do you not eat things like candy? Do you?
I eat candy. I like candy.
Oh, I just, yeah. That's
I bought a bunch of bonbons. I don't know whether they've got them all eat up or not. But
what
I
are bonbons? I don't even know what bonbons are. I don't think.
Give her a bonbon and let
her
try.
I don't know if I want one or not. I'm so fat that I don't really.
No, you ain't fat.
I am.
Give her one of them.
Oh, thank you. I hate to eat up your bonbons. These are called bonbons?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't even know
what
a bonbon was.
That's coconut.
Coconut. Love coconut. That's good.
We ought to have some coffee made. Later, got to drink a cup of hillbilly coffee.
What's hillbilly coffee?
The kind I make.
How do you make it?
I just make it in that little coffee pot right there. Wouldn't take but just a few minutes to make some. Had some fine kindling in.